Everything is expensive these days, you know that. The government is printing trillions of dollars in consumer prices higher than ever. If the government continues its printing and spending, the dollar could continue its free fall and lose its coveted role as the world reserve currency. Let's hope that doesn't happen. But there are a few things you can do right now. American Hartford Gold can show you how to protect your money, your retirement, your hard-earned savings against inflation by helping you diversify a portion of your portfolio into physical gold and silver. Start with a short phone call, and they can have physical gold and silver delivered right to your door or put inside your 401k or IRA. So please call or text them right now. Tell them Bill O'Reilly sent you. Call 877-444-GOLD, 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. Again, that's 877-444-GOLD, or text GOLD to 65532. So today, we got a job approval poll out of Siena College on Governor Hochul. So her numbers are going down. That's not a surprise. Down about 41% job approval. Probably going to the 30s with this migrant spending now, which is, you know, what do we got? 53 million in New York City alone? That you're going to give money to foreign nationals who shouldn't even be here? You know, who's going to pay that? Working New Yorkers are going to have to pay it. You know, this whole congestion pricing, this is just a big tax. It's what this is. 25-mile-an-hour speed limit with cameras everywhere in New York City, that's a tax. They're trapping you so they can get money. And you're going to see it, all fees, everything. Everything, every interaction you have with the city or state of New York is going to cost you more. And they'll try to raise income taxes and sales taxes. They have to because they're bankrupt. So that's number one on Hochul. Hochul's presiding over a huge deficit in the spending department. Not discipline, waste. Incredible. Incredible. And just look at the roads and the congestion on the roads. You know, they say, oh, no, congestion prices is going to help. No, it's not. It's going to make it worse. You know how much it is to cost? You know how much it costs to park your automobile in New York now? I mean, if you drive in at night and you want to see a show or a sporting event or whatever it may be, you're looking at $75, $80. Easy. Easy. And look at the tax, how much tax is attached to that. Tax, 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 tax. Bye-bye. So Hochul's down to 41. If the election were held tomorrow between Zeldin and Hochul, I think Zeldin would beat her now. A year under her belt with all the migrant stuff, I think Zeldin would win. Not positive about that. Now, along with this job approval comes what New Yorkers are most concerned about. Cost of living, 29%. That's number one. Obviously, you're trying to raise a family, trying to buy a house. This is, outside of California, the worst state in the union to do that. Second is the migrant influx. Everybody got it. We are now a tremendous welfare state for the entire world, not just the country. Okay, third is crime. 15% of the state is worried about crime. Now, that number would be much higher if it was just a New York City poll. Because city crime, and when you look at the subway stats, violent crime up 20% in the subways. You can't sustain this. You cannot sustain this. And if you don't punish criminals, this is going to continue. And they're not. And not. Because back to Hochul. Hochul could have vetoed that no bail law. And she could knock it out now with an executive order. She could pause it. No. Okay, next one is affordable housing. You know, affordable housing. If in New York, that's never going to happen unless you want to live in a tenement. So I walked by a huge public housing complex in the Bronx on Sunday. And I just said to myself, I don't know how people live here. I don't know how they do it. But for me, I'd be gone. I'd go to Kentucky. I'd go anywhere rather than live there. And then healthcare, okay. Out migration, only 4% of New Yorkers care that hundreds of thousands of people are leaving. I guess that makes sense. What do you care whether Sally down the street is going to Florida? Maybe you like Sally. I don't know. So far in 24, I'll just give you one more stat. Police have made 2,500 arrests in the subway, okay, compared to 1,800 at this time last year. So you can see subway crime out of control. We need some big leadership, tough leadership. And I mean that word literally, T-O-U-G-H, tough leadership. Bill O'Reilly here with a big announcement. You can now watch new episodes of the No Spin News live on Samsung TV Plus. Tune in each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV for breaking news, honest analysis, and the best election coverage in America. Please join me, Bill O'Reilly, at the First TV, now available on Samsung TV Plus. Start watching today on your Samsung television, Galaxy devices, or the Samsung TV Plus mobile app. Check out the No Spin News each weeknight at 8 p.m. on the First TV, Samsung TV Plus.